So Tyler, how about them Longhorns, buddy?
Thomas, I wish I could say I'm joking when I say that a part of me died inside. A small part of me has died inside after last night.
With your deep-rooted Texas connections.
Well, to be fair, my dad's dad was a Texas fan his whole life. My dad's been a Texas fan. Maybe not die hard, but like he's been a Texas fan. Like I remember growing up, like he'd always just like update me on Texas and how they're doing and stuff. I have a little bit of love for Texas. But yeah, I had a lot of love for Texas this year because we checked the bet slip. We placed them. My roommate placed his first July 14th, I think, of last year, and I placed mine July 15th. And yeah, we were on Texas to win the national championship at plus 800. And we parlayed that with Lions to win the Super Bowl at plus 1300, which, if you looked at the lines for both of those yesterday, very drastically different from what we placed them at. So we're like, obviously good investment at the time. And then, yeah, Texas got their ass kicked last night by Ohio State. And that was the end of that. And, it was first and goal at the one with a chance to tie. And then it was fourth and goal from the eight or the seven, and then it was a touchdown by Ohio State, all within the span of four plays, five plays.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't able to watch the game. I had work last night, so I was
You
able to
didn't
keep
miss much,
track by
to be fair.
checking on the old websites and everything. But yeah, it not great ending.
You didn't miss much. I do want to address one thing. I'm not the, like a big like. I mean, like I like Quinn Ewers. I don't think he's a horrible quarterback. I think putting the blame on Quinn Ewers last night, like as his fault, is not correct. I think whoever is calling offensive plays. I know Sark usually calls offensive plays. I don't know if the offensive coordinator was helping with that or if they both made. I don't know how the system works at Texas, but they did their team a disservice with the play calling at the 1 yard line, if we're being honest.
Yeah,
I don't know if you saw that. Did you see that play
I
where
saw
the like scoop or
the
whatever?
crack toss there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like in any other short yardage situation that's like 4th and inches, it can make sense. But when you're literally on the goal line, it's too condensed there to work. I
Run
don't
a
know.
QB sneak, man. Like, let's do the tush push three times. And if it doesn't work, try something else. To be fair, I mean, Ohio State does have like the best, or had the best, or has the best like goal line defense all year long. I mean, we saw Penn State struggle to try and score against them when they played each other. And there's other instances too. That's the one I can think right off the top of my head. But yeah, the percentages, they showed the numbers last night. Like Ohio State's the best team to be in that position. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of things that went wrong for Texas. Like Isaiah Bond dropping a wide open catch because he wanted to jump in the air. Made no sense. And a lot of, I don't know, a lot of just bad things happened for Texas. Giving up a 75-yard touchdown with 17 seconds left in the first half, that doesn't really help on a halfback screen. I mean, I don't know. It's just they got bullied on their first drive of the game, and then the defense stood tough, and then just completely fell apart when it mattered the most, I guess. I don't know. And then their offense literally just could never put anything together. So it was a tough watch, honestly. And the worst part is that, like, on top of the parlay that I had won a parlay last Sunday and had extra money, so I put $50 of those winnings on Texas money line. And then when Texas was down 7-0, I doubled down on them with a $10 free bet that I had, and I put it on Texas. So it's just a lot of money lost on my end and a lot of
Yeah,
potential wins.
no one to blame for that but yourself, to be
Hey
honest.
man, at least I believed in the team that I picked, man. Like I could have switched up and hopped on the Ohio State train,
Yeah,
but no, I
could
didn't.
have switched
I
sides. That's
stood
fair. That's fair.
with my team. I thought they could get it done, and they couldn't. And obviously they are really good at choke jobs, which To be fair, Ohio State hasn't been the greatest, except for after they lost to Michigan, they turned into the greatest fucking team that the and college football's ever seen, apparently. It was their wake-up call, and it's insane. Like, they're blowing teams out. Like, that, as much as it was a close game last night for a majority of the game, it really wasn't competitive. Like, you knew who the better team was. I don't know. So, and I'm really pissed because, like, Ohio State and Notre Dame national championship, are you serious? I'm not. I will not be a viewer. I will not be watching that.
You don't want to root for like an asteroid to hit the stadium or anything. Just absolutely not have any stakes in it at all.
There's no. It's Notre Dame and Ohio State, Thomas. Think about it.
It could be a fun game. I don't know. I
Yeah.
mean, at this point, like I'm just hoping that we get good competitive games. It's the meme that's been going around. It's like
It's
when your team is in a competitive game and you're like depressed versus when you're a
Yeah, I
neutral
did see that.
bystander in a competitive game and it's
Yeah, I
like the
did see
most
that.
exciting thing in the world.
Listen, it is two, they are two very good teams. It's more of like the fan base that I just don't want to like see or deal with. And I know like Twitter is going to be full of just a bunch of garbage. On top of that, if Ohio State wins the national championship, Michigan fans aren't going to shut up about how they beat the national champion and how Ohio State doesn't even have the right to brag because they lost to Michigan this year, but they won the national championship, so does it really matter? Blah, 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 blah. Because when Michigan beat Ohio State fans were like, this is worse. This is still bad. Even if we win the Natty, it won't make up for it. Blah, 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 blah. Like, it's just, oh my, it's going to be insufferable. And Notre
True.
Dame fans are Notre Dame fans. 97% of them are bandwagons.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's also true for Ohio State, probably. Most of them are either just
Probably.
citizens of the state of Ohio or.
We were, me and my roommate were talking last night. And we were like, why would you like imagine going to Ohio State? Like, what is in Ohio other than like football team? Like,
Cedar Point.
okay, that's that. I mean, yeah, you go there like once a year.
Okay, but you're asking what's in Ohio. I named a good thing in Ohio.
Okay, aside from Cedar Point, what's in Ohio? Also, not next to Columbus, which is where Ohio State's
Isn't
campus.
the Pro Football Hall of Fame in
Canton,
Canton?
yes. Good job, Thomas. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, you're
I've
listening
named two
like.
good things.
These
Listen,
are things like you go and
I'm
visit
not
like
gonna sit here and defend
once.
Ohio. Like Michigan
Yeah,
should just
well, I mean,
annex
it kind of seems like
Sandusky,
you're defending
right?
Ohio.
Like if the state of Michigan's annexed Sandusky, I wouldn't be upset because then we can just take Cedar Point from Ohio.
Didn't know I was talking to a closet Ohio State fan.
I'm not, you know, when I said that I'd be okay with an asteroid hitting the
You
stadium.
know what? You no, this is the thing. You start a podcast with someone you assume is your friend and who you think you know his allegiances to, and then he comes out as an Ohio State fan
I never
on
said I was rooting for
the podcast.
Ohio State. I just said that there are two decent things in Ohio.
Oh, this. I'm gonna order a flag right where that empty white space is on your wall that says "Number One Ohio Fan," and I'll give it to you, and you can put it
Oh,
up
just
right there.
Ohio, not Ohio State. Okay.
Yeah, just Ohio, just because you're not your allegiance isn't with Ohio State. Apparently, it's with the state of Ohio.
It's not with the state of Ohio. I don't like the state. Okay. I just was naming two okay things with Ohio. I like, okay. Like, listen, you got to be able to accept the good with the bad, you know? You got to be able to accept that, hey, man, Ohio kind of sucks, but guess what? They've got Cedar Point.
Yeah, no duh. Everyone knows that. Actually, it's kind of crazy if you think about it. People like some people haven't heard of Cedar Point that aren't from like the Midwest.
Yeah, it's like, even though it's technically like they have the most roller coasters in the world, right? Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And then it's just like, it's just not known world, like as renowned as, well, obviously it's not going to be as renowned as Disney World, but like,
Right. Or like Six Flags, like, and people know Six Flags, I feel like.
yeah. Like you'd think it would be on par with Six Flags for people,
Yeah.
but I guess when you
Well,
only have one location, it might be a little bit hard to.
here's the thing. Cedar Point technically has more locations. They're just named differently. Like
Yeah.
I went to one in Virginia called King's Dominion.
Yeah, well, Michigan's Adventure over here
Right.
is also same company. But
Anyways, that's
yeah.
enough to talk about Cedar Point, I guess.
Yeah, sorry for our football podcast delving into the history of the Cedar Springs
History of
amusement
amusement
park
parks at Cedar
company.
Point. Anyways.
Yeah, I mean, look, I am not excited for this matchup. It's not the matchup America wanted.
Right.
All right. I think the matchup America wanted was briefly Arizona State versus anybody because that was pretty sick.
Not me, but yes.
Oh, you wanted Texas. I apologize.
Right,
Sorry.
right.
Not you.
No, you said majority, though. It's
I said
fine.
America. But America's not getting their dream matchup. That's okay. The SEC remains undefeated in conceptual matchups, not in real matchups.
Yep.
I think it's good for college football that we're getting a not like it's not the top four seeds in the playoff in the
Yeah,
final.
that is
It's
good.
like it's
I would agree.
showing like like the expansion like allows for these things, right? Like I feel
Yeah.
like when it was the original format with just the four teams, it was so much so just the number one seed and the two or th like obviously it's two or three, but like it was basically always the number one seed versus whoever, and usually the number one seed always won. Having to play a couple extra games, I think, is really allowing for more competitive football. So that's awesome. Even if it's not the matchup we all wanted.
Yeah. Wait, I was gonna say something and I forgot. No.
Just keep sidestepping so I don't have to talk about tonight's
I
game.
forgot. It was about college football. And I forgot what I was gonna say.
Just
I don't
don't,
remember.
just don't,
I don't remember.
don't
It's
bring
fine.
up the Steelers game tonight, please.
Yeah, hey, big game tonight, man. How you feeling?
I hope Justin Fields starts. He's not going to, but I hope Russell Wilson like gets a really bad stomach ache before the football game and
Yeah,
can't
man.
play.
I don't know if Pittsburgh can be sussy for us anymore, man.
I feel like if they don't win a playoff game, right? Russ can't be back. There's no way Russ is back if they don't win a playoff game. I'm of the belief that it might be time to move on from Mike Tomlin.
That's exactly what my roommate said. He said, if we don't win tonight, then I want to fire Mike Tomlin and hire Ben Johnson as our coach, is what he said.
Like,
Swear to
and
God.
I don't say that because I'm like, oh. Like he's not a good coach. Like he's obviously a good coach.
Right.
But it's like the same vein of like when the Eagles fired Andy Reid, it's kind of like things might just be getting stale,
Yeah.
and stuck in place. There's not change coming when change is
People are getting
needed.
too it's getting too complacent, right? Like,
Like it's just we're too okay with just not losing.
right.
And I get it, like Tomlin immediately becomes like the top. Well,
I
maybe
mean, yeah.
not the top, but probably, well, depending
Top
on the
two,
team, he
top
becomes a
three,
top
yeah.
target for coaching. It's just difficult when he's a defensive-minded coach to say
Right.
he's going to be the top guy. But like, I think that my thing is just they've been too okay with their coordinators not doing enough to help boost the team. They've been too okay with not really figuring out the quarterback position. They've been too okay with trying to force the run game when they can't run the ball. I just think that even though he hasn't necessarily lost the locker room, I think that the actual like product is suffering because like yeah, maybe the guys love him, but there is more to coaching than just your players like you.
I mean, yeah, definitely. I would agree. And, it's tough, honestly. Like at some point I feel like you just have to, though. Like it he does become like a top guy that people are gonna want to land just because he has been so consistent. But like he in the, when it comes to the playoffs, he's just it's been first round bounces. Like he's unfortunately remained consistent with that too. Like if he had gone on a couple runs, I get it. Right, like more recently, like obviously Tomlin's gone on a couple runs in the playoffs. But
It's
like,
been over 7 years at this point, like they
right,
haven't won a game in forever.
exactly. So there's a point you reach where it's like he's consistent in the regular season, but it doesn't matter when it comes to the postseason. Like you can be a winning team in the regular season all you want, but like that's like only going to get you so far, and then you actually have to start winning games.
Yeah. And I get like they were the 7 seed for a handful of those games, but like that's also like, why are you the 7 seed?
Right.
You're supposed to be, this top coach. You're supposed to be bringing in this top talent. And, I get it. Like Kenny Pickett was a big issue of
Yeah.
that. Their play
Right.
calling was a big issue of that last year. But it's just like, I don't think any, obviously Steelers fans are like talking themselves into, oh yeah, like we can win this game. And like, I'm talking myself into, we can win this game. It's the
Of
Ravens. They
course.
always like the Steelers always tend to show up against the Ravens.
Of course.
But I just think that, he has promised change in the past, and then that change was just like, I fired this guy just to elevate our quarterback's coach who has the exact same plan, but probably worse.
Yeah. Yeah,
So.
no, definitely. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I think that if you guys don't win tonight, I think it's something that should be considered at the very least. Just 'cause like you just said, I mean, too complacent there. Like consistent to a point, right? Like there needs to be something that changes. Like if you guys go on a run this playoffs, then obviously maybe there's something happening, but like I just feel like the Steelers is a franchise that always sits around and waits too long to make a decision. Like, obviously, especially the past 7 years, right? Like you guys have just been a fringe playoff team. And when you become that team, it's like you see it a lot in pro sports where like when you're that team, like you stay that team, right? Like it's just something that becomes a thing. Like
You're stuck in purgatory.
for
Yeah.
some reason when like that team that I'm thinking about is like the Bulls in the NBA, right? Like they are always like a fringe like play-in team, right? But they never do enough to either be the worst team or to be a contender or a good team. Like they're always just like chilling at the bottom, like fighting to barely make it in and then to get bounced as soon as they do make it in, right? Like
Yeah, the Pistons were the same way most of the 2010s. They were always
right.
like just outside of the
The
playoffs.
7 or 8 seed or they barely missed, right? Like
And then you're just picking 10th or
yeah.
11th and not actually
Exactly.
getting
And then you
a.
get, and then they would get bounced in the first, they would win one game and get bounced in the first round of the playoffs. And then it's like, all right, man, we'll do the same exact thing next year until we ended up just falling off a cliff. Obviously we know how
Yeah.
that went, but still like, it's not a good spot for a pro team to be in. Like at some point change has to be made, whether it's for better or for worse. Like even if you guys make a change and you are worse next year and you miss the playoffs and you don't win a lot of games, like at least you'll have a high draft pick.
Yeah, like the Steelers just haven't. The only time the Steelers picked high was when they traded up in 2010 to the 10th pick and took Devin Bush in like 2019 or whatever. Which, how'd that work out for them?
That's tough.
But like they haven't picked high enough at all in years.
Right.
Like, I think their last high draft pick was Ben Roethlisberger, if I'm. And even he wasn't that high. He was still like 13th or 12th or
Right.
something like that. So it's like, I don't know. I just feel like it's cute to never have a losing season, but like some lengthy playoff runs, like not even necessarily needing to win the Super Bowl, right? Like it's
Right.
hard to make it to the Super
No,
Bowl,
of course,
but
yeah.
like more in the last 7 years, especially like show that you can win a playoff game, show that
Right.
you can
Just
make it to the AFC
consistently,
Championship
like,
game,
yeah, like get a win every, and it's not an every year thing. It's hard to win in the playoffs too, obviously. But like, hey, every other year or, every like 2 years, it's like you said, it's been 7 years, man. Like that's way too long to go without a playoff win, especially when you make the playoffs every single year or almost every year.
And they come out so flat-footed too. They always end up in a, like a big deficit the past like 5 games or whatever, and it's ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, again, like it, obviously it's not going to happen. Like I don't think that there's any chance that the Steelers actually make a change because they're like, oh well, we didn't have a losing season. We can just bring it back. We can roll it back next year and do it again,
Right.
which. God help us all. But yeah, like, I don't know. They're one of those teams that's kind of stuck in the early 2000s style of football as well. Like, they haven't really
Yep.
modernized the way they want to play. Not saying that they need to be like a, oh, we're like a pass happy team, but like when you look at the way that they're playing right now, it's just so conservative and like, oh, we're gonna let the defense win us this game. We're not going to go out as an offense and win this game and have our defense be still amazing, but like not have to shoulder the burden of keeping the other team from scoring 17 points, you know? Because like in the NFL these days, like a good defense is expected to hold a team to 17 points, but also a good offense should be scoring like upwards of 24,
20,
you
yeah,
know?
2024, yeah.
It's
Yeah, I
just,
agree. I agree.
you know, and then I was wrong about the Vikings Lions game, you know? And, you know, I admit it, you know? I said that I thought that the Lions having so many injuries on the defense was gonna be a problem. And, you know, they came to play, they showed up to play. Sam Darnold was seeing ghosts out there. I don't think he played as bad as everyone is making it out to be. I think that he made some poor decisions, but I also don't necessarily think like he's, I don't think that it was his worst outing he's ever had as a professional quarterback, if that makes
Okay,
sense.
that's not, I mean, that's not even fair. That's not even a legitimate point to make, I feel
Like, okay, no, well, here's my point. Like, people are like, oh,
I
Sam
get what you're
Darnold just
saying. He
kissed his
was getting.
contract goodbye, right? That's what people are saying online. My point is, I don't think that he played that bad for
Okay.
that to be the case. I think he had a bad game, obviously, but it's like he had a bad game by the standard of a good quarterback.
Good quarterback, right? I mean, I'll say this. He was getting crucified, and he was getting a lot of the blame, which, you know, I would say is understandable, just because, like, obviously lights are brightest, right? Like, that's a playoff game, right? Like, that's a legitimate playoff atmosphere with a, like, a playoff game feel to it. And yeah, he kind of crapped the bed. But I mean, yeah, to be fair, he, you know, his offensive line really didn't give him any help. He was getting pressured a lot by the Lions, which is just r honestly weird to say because
Yeah,
they've struggled with producing pressure all year long. So
and the
after how,
Vikings for the longest time had like a top five offensive line all season.
right, and you know he did miss a couple of throws, like he missed Jefferson in the end zone or Addison. I can't remember. It was quite some time ago now. But I mean, yeah, it's tough. I don't know though. I'll go into this right now. I think Lions hangover, plus the Rams got a little bit of rest this past week. I'm heavy on the Rams for that game. But yeah, I mean this game will determine Sam Darnold's contract, I think, especially if he goes back to back dud games. Like that's not gonna bode well for him, I feel like. Now I think that the Vikings are in a position where they like kind of have to stick with him as their guy, right? Like I feel like that is a spot that the Vikings are in. Like 14-3 isn't like just a fluke, right? Like, and
Yeah.
he was a lot to like be put them in that position, right? Like he helped them a ton and to put them in that position all year long. So yeah.
I think there's the question. I think that his performance in these playoffs is going to determine what they do with McCarthy more than it is what they're going to do with him. Like, I
Right.
think they're planning on bringing him back either way.
Right.
I think it's a matter of do we want it to be like we have him on a contract that we can easily technically get out of, even though like it's technically a big quarterback contract, but it's like structured in the way where it's like if it doesn't work out this first or second year, we can dump
Right.
them. Or is it going to be a okay, this guy is leading us to an NFC championship game. Let's give him his money. Let's go out and get, you know, as
Right.
many assets as we can for McCarthy and try and put the best team we can around Darnold, which I don't, it's going to depend on what they can even get for McCarthy. Like, he's coming off of an injury. And, like, obviously, they spent a top 10 pick on him. And,
Top five pick.
yeah, it's like,
I would say they could probably get a first rounder or maybe a second rounder.
but, like, is that the return you want for someone you spent so much on? especially
I would,
only 1 year after drafting him.
right,
Like,
but
it's one
here's the
thing if,
thing,
like,
like
they've drafted
here's the
him,
thing.
it's been 4 years,
They're
and they're
rolling the
trading him away
dice
so
on
they
him
don't get lose him for
anyways.
nothing, but.
They're rolling the dice on him anyways, right? Like, it's not guaranteed he's going to be great in the NFL.
Yeah, no,
And
that's fair. That's fair.
if Darnold has shown like great production consistently, which he has this year, right? Like we just said, 14-3, like that's not a fluke year. Then I think, like, I don't know. I get what you're saying though, because it's like, do they want to give Darnold like, hey, here are the keys, man, go crazy. It's all you now. Or do they want to be like, all right, man, here's the keys, but remember, there's this person right here too that can take your spot.
Take your spot anytime,
Because like
exactly.
JJ's on his rookie deal, and like majority of that money is guaranteed money anyways, right? So like, it's not like they're losing all that money really anyways. Are they either gonna keep him and just have him just in case, like in case of emergency, like just here you go, or I don't know. I guess I don't know, and I feel like it might be up to JJ too on like what he wants to do. I don't know how much of a say you get as a rookie quarterback or going into your second year, but like, I don't know if I would want to be there after how Darnold looked and how they. Like I said, I think this game coming up is going to be a huge determinant, and like you just said too, of like what they do with JJ. I feel like that's going to determine how JJ feels about the situation, and stuff like that. Because on his social media, he's been like super like backing of the team and like everything like that. So I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, it's a lot
I
that's
think
up in the
Darnold's
air.
age plays something into it as well. Like, he's still under 30.
Yeah, I think he's 27.
Yeah, he's 27. So it's like, it's one thing if he's like in his mid 30s already,
Right.
or it's like,
Or even
okay,
if he's
he
like
can drop
30,
off at any
right?
second, so we want to keep
Like
JJ.
30 is probably the cutoff.
But like, he is young still. Like, he's probably got at least two more NFL contracts in him, if not more, depending on how
Yeah.
long they are. So.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. I don't know. I like the Vikings, but I hate the Vikings, obviously. It's a love-hate relationship.
I think it's one of those things where it's like the Vikings are the least unlikable team in your division,
Yeah.
right? Like, the Packers are hated because,
They're
they're
the
the Packers. They've
Packers.
been so good for so long. The Bears are hated because it's the Bears.
Yeah.
They're just
No, literally,
intolerant.
they're just literally the Bears. Like, I hate
Like,
the Bears.
it's the same thing with like the Bengals in the AFC North. It's like they're like my favorite of the other teams in the
Right.
division,
Right.
just because,
Well,
like,
I mean, dude, like Justin Jefferson is so sick. Like, if anytime he's not playing the Lions and he does something cool, it's like that guy's freaking awesome. Like, how can you not like him? Like, he's the best receiver. He's him and Ja'Marr Chase are the best receivers in the league. It's like, how can you not like be like, damn, like that dude's sick.
Exactly.
That's really where all my ties end with Minnesota, actually. I only really like Justin Jefferson. Jordan Addison's pretty cool too, but other than
When
that.
Captain Kirk was there, it was pretty cool.
Oh yeah, I mean yeah, that's kind of also why I like have like some feelings towards or MSU's guy. So, but other than that, yeah, I don't care. It's the NFC North, so.
I mean, we can whip around these playoff games a second if you want. Like,
Yeah.
Texans Chargers, I think, is going to be a really competitive game. The Texans have been struggling recently, but at the same
Yeah.
time, like, and the Chargers have been on a heater as well. But I think
Chargers are
that could be a really
buzzing.
interesting game. I will be watching it on Nickelodeon.
Nice. Slime Cam. The MVP.
Yeah.
Who's going to be the MVP? Early MVP. We're knowing balls calling it first. Thomas Chavez's MVP of the game is.
My MVP.
Yes.
Ooh,
Who's winning it?
give me Ladd McConkey.
Ooh, okay. I think it might be maybe J.K. Dobbins.
Ooh, that's a good poll. Probably a better poll than Ladd McConkey. I
So
don't
am I
think it's going to
J.K.
be Herbert.
Dobbins? You're Ladd
I think it's going to
McConkey.
be one of those. Obviously, the quarterback's the easy one to pick.
Right.
I just feel like, oh, it's probably going to end up being a quarterback, honestly. But if I can't pick a quarterback.
Yeah, it'll probably be Herbert. It'll probably be Herbert, but my pick's Dobbins. Yours is Ladd. And whoever wins gets unlimited bragging rights, and they are the most MVP-est knowing ballers of all time.
Yeah, I think that's our new shtick, is we just got to pick the MVP every time there's a Nickelodeon
Okay.
game.
And well, if whoever's right gets the KNVP, the knowing ball MVP.
Very good. Knowing
K
ball,
KB
Nickelodeon.
MVP. KB MV MVP. KB MVP, the knowing ball MVP.
Nickelodeon, valuable player.
Yes.
Very good. Yeah, I mean, I just, I don't know. I think the Texans have a chance because they are at home, but they've just kind of been such a meh team
I think that's
recently.
an under like that's an understatement, honestly.
Like, I think that the injuries really hurt them. Stroud hasn't been as good as he was his rookie year, which, like, I get it. Like, it's a
Amen.
sophomore slump or whatever. There's more tape on him. He's,
Yep.
you know, facing new challenges now that, like, teams actually have an entire season's worth of tape to make adjustments against him. But yeah,
Yeah.
I just, it'll be, I think that the home field advantage is the only thing that gives them a chance in this game. I think that the Chargers have just been so hot recently.
Herbert's been cooking. Like Herbert's
Herbert's
been
been
balling.
doing really well. And, you know, like, as much as I don't like Jim Harbaugh, I have to admit, like, he does a really good job getting his guys ready to go. Like,
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, I don't really like him either, but hey, it is what it is. It's you gotta face the truth when it comes directly, and there's numbers to back it up, right? Like they're a playoff team, they're a good team. He obviously does a good job. But yeah, I mean, he's got guys like Quentin Johnson going nuclear. Like last week, he went crazy. So like, if you see that kind of change, like Quentin Johnson couldn't catch a pass to save his life last year, and now he had like 13 catches for like 200 yards last week.
Yeah,
So,
he's had a really good
right,
sophomore season. Yeah, it's
like,
awesome for
oh,
him.
by the way, back to the C.J. Stroud comment. Let me tell me if you've heard this one before. Ohio State former Ohio State quarterback struggles in the NFL.
Okay, Stroud has not been bad, bad. Okay.
That's fair. That's fair. He
Like,
has
he's
been
not on the
somewhat
same tier
successful.
as like
Yeah.
Cardale Jones doing
Yeah.
nothing at the NFL level. Like, he's looked like a guy who's like struggling because of, you know, defensive adjustments, and he's got to learn how to make his own adjustments. Like, it's a process. It's not surprising, I feel like, when a quarterback has a really good first year and then struggle their
Yeah.
second year. Usually they come back that third year and are able to kind
Maybe
of make their own
maybe that's
adjustments.
a bad thing to have like a rookie have like a breakout year.
Yeah, because it's like
Because you're
they.
right, like that's the thing. Like when everyone gets more tape on you, like they're obviously gonna figure you out or figure out majority of your game, right? Like you're still obviously gonna be great, but like they're gonna know your stuff, right? And then like I feel like as a rookie, you're like, this is working. Why would I stop doing it? And then you continue to do it, and people get more tape on you, and you're like, this isn't working anymore. What's going
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he comes back year three and just like
on?
starts tearing it up again, you know? Like, is he's able to make his own adjustments in the offseason.
Right. That's honestly what it comes down to, right? Like that'll tell you what a great player is versus like a average player. Like if he makes adjustments and he comes back and he starts killing it, like obviously he's gonna work on himself to be, the best player he can be. But like you obviously can't say that about every player, right? Like you can give them everything in the world to work with, and that sometimes, they just
Yeah, and even guys that do have that work ethic, like, sometimes it just comes down to like, oh, when the pressure comes along, I'm just going to revert back to what I know. Which, you know, it varies by player, you know. It might be a thing that Stroud can, like, I don't think Stroud's ever going to be a non-starting caliber quarterback. Like, he's still a starting caliber quarterback right now. He's just not playing
Right.
at the same level he was last year. So it's just going to be, does he make the adjustments to the adjustments that the teams are making to him, or
Right.
does he, you know, when the pressure comes, kind of revert back to
Yeah.
some of the things that have led him into some of these struggles.
No. Yeah, I mean, he's legitimately just having a sophomore slump, like obviously. Which happens. And honestly, it's not like it's a horrible, like when you say sophomore slump, you think like that's bad, right? Like it's not, it hasn't been
He's still a
great,
playoff team,
but
you
it
know?
hasn't been bad, right? Like it hasn't been like horrible. Like
Usually
it's
when we
something
think
that,
sophomore slump, we think, oh, well, you missed the playoffs. Your team was probably like bottom 10. But no, he's a playoff team.
Thomas, what's the biggest upset you got this weekend? You got a upset at all? Any upsets? Any big ones?
I'm looking at the lines. Like, there's not any drastic lines. The most drastic one The most drastic one is Steelers Ravens. Ravens minus 9.5.
Yeah. I mean Broncos Bills is pretty big too.
8.5. I just don't think the Broncos pull. The Bills are just so. The Bills are my pick for the Super Bowl right now,
Okay.
honestly. I think that the Bills are making it to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I think the way Josh Allen's playing right now is amazing. Not to change the subject because I will get back to the upset. I don't think the Bills are going to get upset. My upset of the day, of the weekend, give me. Give me Steelers over Ravens.
Come on, that's the easy pick, man. Give me something other than that.
Okay, give me. How are the. Okay. I guess I can't take the Bucks over the Commanders because the Bucks are favored. You know what? I think that the.
Or if you don't have an upset right now, which lower seeded team do you see that could possibly make a run here in the playoffs?
Lower seeded team.
Yeah, or
I
like
think the
a.
Rams have a chance to make a run.
Okay. I like that bit. See, because I was going to say my upset is Rams over Vikings. Because that is technically an upset.
I was looking at it. I just feel like I don't necessarily think, like, I still think the Vikings are going to win. I think that the Rams, if they win, are like that team that you don't want to see.
Yeah.
I think the Bucks could get hot.
Definitely. Baker's been balling. So.
Obviously, they're a division winner, they're favored, but I think they could be a team that gets hot.
I mean, yeah, but like when you think of like teams that win it all, like Bucks really are not mentioned.
No,
So like
but I
that's a
think
good
that
pick.
they could be an NFC.
Good
I
pick.
think they could make it to the championship game, the NFC championship game.
There you go. That's a good pick.
I think the AFC is going to play out mostly like we would think it will, if that makes sense. Like, I think it's going
Yeah.
to be probably Ravens, Chiefs, or Bills in the AFC championship game. Some
Yeah, it's probably going to go
combination.
Chiefs, Chargers, and then it's going to probably be Bills, Ravens, right? Like, and that's in that next round matchup, and then it'll be Chiefs versus the Ravens or the
Bills or
Bills. Yeah.
whatever, yeah. I think that the NFC probably has the most
Plausibility for like a random
random
team
stuff
coming out of
happening, right?
nowhere.
Like,
Yeah.
I could see the seven seed somehow pulling out against the Packers are the
Well,
seven
I
seed, right?
mean.
Like, I could see the Packers beating the Eagles. I
Right,
could
like
see.
when the fifth seed is 14-3, like there's just way more opportunity for these lower seeded teams because they have to be good. Like they have to have good records to come in and do something. So, yeah.
Yeah. So I think the NFC is going to be more wild
Yeah.
in this playoffs than the
Right, like
AFC.
the AFC is more like diluted, I guess, like when it comes to matchups and when it
Yeah.
comes to like playoff teams, right? Like they had a couple teams on the cusp of like winning records or being like 500 trying to make it, whereas the NFC has a 10-5 team as their seven seed. So, you
Yeah.
know.
So, yeah, I mean, if I were going to pick an upset, I think that the Packers would probably be my upset against the Eagles, to be honest. Like,
I could see it, man. I'm really scared. I don't want these NFC North teams to go on a run because if we have to play the Packers or the Vikings again, I'm really scared of the it's really hard to beat a team three times. That's like just something that's been sitting in the back of my head. So honestly, I was hoping for the Lions to like get a matchup where like they either have saw them once this year or not at all. Like low key hoping for a Commanders dub so we can kill them in the next round and then play either the Eagles or who was it? The Eagles or the Rams again. And then kill them too. But we'll see. I'm kind of scared of the Eagles too, not gonna lie. Saquon is scary.
Yeah. All
But
right.
Jalen Hurts though. I don't know. I don't Jalen Hurts though.
Tyler, give me your Super Bowl matchup prediction.
Super Bowl matchup prediction. Thomas, I don't know if you saw the stat or not, but every 8 years for the Ravens, they have a 28-year-old quarterback that wins them the Super Bowl. So I'm gonna go Ravens Lions, except I'm gonna go Lions on top. Obviously, I can't choose against my boys. Plus, I'm a Lamar, according to everyone, I'm a Lamar hype beast, which I will proudly, say I am. But yeah, it's either Ravens or Bills, honestly, for me for the AFC, because I kind of like Josh Allen too. But yeah. Ravens, Lions, Lions win. And yeah, the city of Detroit goes freaking crazy and potentially burns down because, yeah.
That's fair. I mean, I think I'd go Bills Lions. I'm done doubting the Lions. I'm not gonna make that mistake again. So
Fair.
I'm gonna say Lions. Although I think that their path will be more challenging than the
That
Bills.
no, I agree. See, that's why I'm worried about the NFC. Like, the Lions' path is not, even if, like I said, even if even if they play the Packers again, like, dude, that's an interdivision game in the divisional round. Like, we've beat them twice. It's hard to beat a team three times. You know, LaFleur's a good coach. Jordan Love wants to probably get revenge. Like, dude, like, there is so much shit that can happen. And, you know, I just said, like, kill the Commanders. Like, they're a good team, too. Like, Jaden Daniels has been balling. He's a rookie in the playoffs, but he's been balling all year long. Like, none of these matchups are going to be easy. So yeah, I'm scared. If you know what, we got a week to get healthy. We got some guys returning from IR finally. I'm fired up about it, man. The Lions, you know, let's keep this shit rolling. Let's do this thing finally for the city of Detroit. But yeah, it's not gonna be easy. So, you know, and then even if you do make it to the Super Bowl, any team that the team that comes out of the AFC is going to be really, really scary.
Yeah.
Like, we
Yeah.
already lost to the Bills. We got killed by the Ravens last year.
The Chiefs are the
And
Chiefs.
we beat the Chiefs by one fucking one by 1 point on the first, like, last year on the first, you know, like, they're all good teams. I know, obviously, I'm talking about last year, but, like, they're still good teams, right? Like, they're in the playoffs. They're the
Yeah.
one, two, and three seed. Like, they're all great teams, with all new additions and, you know, whatever. But yeah, man, it's scary, but you know what? I'm truly a believer of this team. So,
Do you have a pick for highest, like one of the high seeds or like contender guys that you think is going to get dropped early?
I think if that there is a team that will do that, I think it's the Eagles. I think they are most plausible to get bounced early because, you know, they play the Packers and then they're potentially playing, you know, the Rams or the Bucks or the Vikings. I just, for some reason, I don't really like Saquon, obviously insane. I just, when I think of Jalen Hurts, I'm just like, I don't know. And like when I think of Nick Sirianni, I'm like, I don't know. But also with that being said, I could see them making a run too. Obviously, they've been to a Super Bowl before. I don't really like the Eagles either, so I would like to see them get bounced.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I think the Eagles have they're going to be interesting to see how they perform in the playoffs. I think they have such a wide like scope of quality of play of a lot of the teams in the in this playoffs right now. Like we've seen them be a really dominant team, and we've also seen them be like a
Right.
punching bag
Right, like when I
in the
say I
same
could see them getting
seasons.
bounced early, like I've just seen the most like flutterance with them, right? Like they fluctuate too much with their play. Like they're not like consistently going out there and putting out the same product, right? Like it's like some weeks you're like, what the hell is going on with them, right? Like they barely beat the Panthers a couple weeks ago, right? Like, I mean, and then they're beating up, like, obviously they're beating up on the Giants, man, like with their backups. Okay, and they're beating up on the Cowboys with their backups. Okay. But it's like they don't go out there and they don't put the same product out like every week. And it's like I don't know sometimes.
Yeah, I think it'll be an interesting playoffs for them if they make it out of the first round, which I think of all the teams that are like division winners, they're like the least guaranteed to make it out of the first round. Even though like we actually, well, Chargers Texans, I think the Chargers have the best chance to upset the
Yeah.
division winner.
Right.
But like when we look at it, I think the Eagles are like of the teams that have like 11 plus win seasons are the most likely to lose early on.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, whenever I think of the Eagles, I just get like, I don't know. I just get this feeling of like,
Fraud alert.
I don't, yeah, I didn't want to say it. Yeah, I didn't want to say it. Because that could go horribly wrong by me saying that, but
I mean, it's the same thing with the Chiefs this year. Like they've been out in nothing but close games. Like you could argue, like
I That's
They're
a fraud.
also
That's a
a little
fraud.
fraudulent with their season, you know. Not to
Yeah.
say that they're not going to be dominant winners because like they're capable of it, but this
Yeah.
season their just play
No.
hasn't been at that level.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the right, yeah, right. You're just going based off the regular season. Obviously, playoffs is a whole different animal, and they obviously know how to tame that animal with
They
their
did duck the Bengals on purpose. They did throw the game to the Broncos so they could
I
duck
don't
the Bengals.
know about that, dude. Like, everyone's like, oh, they don't want to play Joe Burrow. Really? Because if I'm Patrick Mahomes, I would love to play that Cincinnati defense one more time.
But do you want to play the Bengals offense one more
That
time?
doesn't matter, man. Why does that matter? Like, if you, like, the Chiefs have a good defense. If you're putting out a product on defense that you're like, all right, like, Joe Burrow is a game wrecker, and so is Ja'Marr Chase, and they're going to get theirs. But if you know you're playing a poverty-ass defense and you're Patrick Mahomes, like, you're not gonna wanna match up against that. Like, that, why?
Bengals are just the hot team, you know?
Don't like the Broncos haven't been bad.
Yeah, but like it's Bo Nix, you know? At some point you just kind of assume he's gonna start throwing picks. They don't call him Bo Picks for nothing.
I guess I don't know. I don't think I think that the Chiefs were like, I don't give up. I don't care who we play. But, you know, that's just me. They have their, you know, devil magic anyways that they rely on to win games. So, yeah, that might be it for the first round of playoffs, man. Super wild
Yeah.
card weekend.
You know, I think that's gonna do it for us.
Like, comment, subscribe. We didn't say this in the beginning. We'll say it at the end.
We're on
YouTube,
Spotify, Apple
Spotify, Apple
Podcasts, YouTube.
Podcasts.
Follow us on socials.
Yeah.
Again, you
Tell
know, we're
me all
trying to do
about
this
it.
more consistently. Well, this is the first time in a long time that
Yeah,
we've done a podcast.
we're gonna get the consistent uploads going. I'm gonna try and hop on the Twitter and just start firing off random tweets. Hopefully get famous by doing that.
Amazing.
Maybe start making some graphics. I don't think we're in the clipping game quite yet. I'm gonna wait until I maybe have a little bit of extra cash I can, you know, buy or see if maybe I can get some credentials from MSU and maybe get some like editing stuff. Or whatever that might be. But yeah, big day Monday. Start my new job. Really pumped. Yeah. Thanks for supporting. And yeah, thanks for listening if you did, if you listen all the way through. Like I said last time, you're the fucking goat. We love you. Yeah, that's Knowing Ball for Saturday.
Second episode of 2025.
Yeah. Second out of what did we agree on?
Did we say
40?
40?
Yeah.
Second of
Out of
40.
40 so far.
We'll see. We'll see if we meet our goal or pass it. We'll see. Who knows?
All right.
All right, peace out, everybody.
Peace.